Welcome to Echoes of America, bringing you voices of literature, voices of vision from the American tradition. Few people know the real name of today's author, though he is loved by children and adults alike. Theodore Geisel, also known as Dr. Seuss, took on his pseudonym while a college student at Dartmouth. The story goes as follows. At Dartmouth, Ted became the editor-in-chief of Jack-O-Lantern, Dartmouth's humor magazine. His reign as editor came to an abrupt end when Ted and his friends were caught throwing a party that did not coincide with school policy. Geisel continued to contribute to Jack-O-Lantern, merely signing his work as Seuss. After Dartmouth, Geisel attended Oxford. Bored in his Anglo-Saxon literature class, he began doodling on his notepaper. Noticing his boredom, a fellow student, Helen Palmer, who eventually became his wife, suggested that he study art instead. So he did, a choice that became the definitive one for his career. Although Geisel was against war, he supported the United States in World War II by helping with animated training videos featuring Private Snafu, which included his first cartoons set to rhyme. After the war, Geisel began his most famous work. His combination of his fanciful illustrations and character-building, fun rhyming poems have made his Dr. Seuss books a staple for generations. Of these, his most famous is The Cat in the Hat. Another well-known work of his is the animated How the Grinch Stole Christmas, which he personally oversaw. Dr. Seuss once said, "I like nonsense. It wakes up the brain cells. Fantasy is a necessary ingredient in living. It's a way of looking at life through the wrong end of a telescope, which is what I do, and that enables you to laugh at life's realities." Here's a poem by Theodore Geisel, Green Eggs and Ham.
Sam, I am. I am Sam. I am Sam. Sam, I am. That Sam I am. That Sam I am. I do not like that Sam I am. Do you like green eggs and ham?
I do not like them, Sam I am. I do not like green eggs and ham.
Would you like them here or there?
I would not like them here or there. I would not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I am.
Would you like them in a house? Would you like them with a mouse?
I do not like them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I am.
Would you eat them in a box? Would you eat them with a fox?
Not in a box, not with a fox. Not in a house, not with a mouse. I would not eat them here or there. I would not eat them anywhere. I would not eat green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I am.
Would you, could you, in a car? Eat them, here they are.
I would not, could not, in a car.
You may like them, you will see. You may like them in a tree.
I would not, could not, in a tree, not in a car. You let me be. I do not like them in a box. I do not like them with a fox. I do not like them with a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I am.
A train, a train, a train, a train. Could you, would you, on a train?
Not on a train, not in a tree, not in a car, Sam. Let me be. I would not, could not, in a box. I could not, would not, with a fox. I will not eat them with a mouse. I will not eat them in a house. I will not eat them here or there. I will not eat them anywhere. I do not eat green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I am.
Say, in the dark, here, in the dark, would you, could you, in the dark?
I would not. Could not, in the dark.
Would you, could you, in the rain?
I would not, could not, in the rain, not in the dark, not on a train, not in a car, not in a tree. I do not like them, Sam, you see. Not in a house, not in a box, not with a mouse, not with a fox. I will not eat them here or there. I do not like them anywhere.
You do not like green eggs and ham?
I do not like them, Sam I Am.
Could you, would you, with a goat?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
Would you, could you, on a boat?
I could not, would not, on a boat. I will not, with a goat. I will not eat them in the rain. I will not eat them on a train. Not in the dark, not in a tree, not in a car. You let me be. I do not like them in a box. I do not like them with a fox. I will not eat them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I Am.
You do not like them? So you say, try them, try them. And you may, try them, and you may, I say.
Sam, if you will let me be, I will try them. You will see. Say, I like green eggs and ham. I do, I like them, Sam I Am. And I would eat them in a boat, and I would eat them with a goat. And I will eat them in the rain, and in the dark, and on a train, and in a car, and in a tree. They are so good, you see. So I will eat them in a box. I will eat them with a fox. And I will eat them in a house, and I will eat them with a mouse. And I will eat them here and there. Say, I will eat them anywhere. I do so like green eggs and ham. Thank you, Sam I Am.
Thanks for listening to Echoes of America. The theme music was performed by the Elizabethtown College Saxophone Quartet, directed by Beverly Butts, and is from the recording, The Sounds of Elizabethtown. And I'm Nathan Matias, asking you until next time, keep reading and have fun.